أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to another episode of Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this particular series, we've been going through chapter number 36, which is Surah Yasin, also known in the traditions as the heart of the Holy Quran. And today we want to look at just one verse, verse number 30. And also we'll be very brief in our commentary of the verse today and rather focus more on the points which we can derive and lessons which we can learn to take home and try and better implement and appreciate within our day-to-day life. As we know, up until this point, we had looked at the story of the two disciples, the two messengers who had been sent by God to the city of Antakya. And as God mentioned that they were strengthened with a third, they came and gave messages to the people. They were belied, they were rejected, these messengers were rejected. Ultimately, a person came from a part of the town to inform his community and to educate them and to encourage them to believe. They not only rejected him, but they actually ended up killing him. They ended up murdering him, martyring him. He became a martyr in the way of God. He ended up going into the paradise, into the intermediary paradise before the day of judgment. And then we were told in the previous session that God then punished this community, that God utterly destroyed these individuals because of the fact of their denial of messengers and their killing and the shedding of innocent blood. In the verse which we want to review today, we see what is the outcome of God's statements of after destroying this community. What does God have to say? Before we go into the points to learn, let us have a listen to the Arabic and the English translation and we'll come back and then derive some lessons from this particular verse. God says the following in chapter 36, Surah Yasin.
Ya hasratan ala al-ibad, ma ya'tihim min rasulin illa kanu bihi yastahzi'un.
Alas, for my servants, not a single messenger comes to reform them, but they treat him lightly. In this verse, it is almost as if God is complaining. It is almost as if God is lamenting. It is as if God is almost upset in the sense that he says to the people that, you know, what's wrong with my servants? Although they are disbelievers, you know, what God is talking to them as well. Although they are people who reject his message. But still, look at how God addresses humanity. He says, my servants, they're not yet believing in God. They still don't accept him. In case of this story, they ended up killing a noble, respectable individual. But God speaks in generalities and universals and talks about even the disbelievers, and he calls them my servants. And he's lamenting, and he says that, you know, alas for my servants, that not a single messenger comes to them. Not a prophet, a messenger, a warner, a guide comes to them, except that they make fun of him, they mock him, they ridicule him, they treat him lightly, as the translation says. This is what God is expressing to us, that he does so much for us. He sends these messengers, you know, he sends them with proofs, with miracles, with ways for us to realize that they are actually, deputed men of God. And yet the majority of people reject them. Only a few people accept these messengers from the divine. What can we take away from this very short verse and this, again, apparent show of grief of God in terms of our own acceptance and rejection of the messages which he sends to us? One of the first things that we can derive from this verse is that a person who positions themselves with the truth, that they are the best individuals to actually guide other people to the truth. And by following these messengers of God, that those who follow them will become truly successful. This is one of the things that we see from this message in the Surah Yasin and many other passages of the Quran, that those who are on the path of truth, that they are the ones who have the right to call others to the path of the truth, to the path towards happiness, felicity, and to the path of God. A second lesson which we can derive is that by having an awareness of the events which have transpired in the past, this will ensure that a person can learn from them and will not make those same mistakes in the future. If only those people who had disregarded the messengers of God and the messengers and the messages of God, if they had only seen and actually thought about the outcome of the previous generations who also did the same, they would have realized what their outcome would be. However, unfortunately, in this story, those people did not take lessons from the past, and so they ended up being completely destroyed by God. Another point, and we'll conclude with this, is that all of those prophets of God, the messengers of God, and not only the prophets and messengers, but even those who today are working in the path of the prophets of God to guide people to religion, to guide people to the Quran, to guide people to the path of felicity, that just as prophets of the past were mocked and ridiculed and in many times condemned to death and killed, that this is the same that will hold true for those who are propagators of the religion of Islam, that they too will be mocked and ridiculed in society. And as we have seen around the world, many times these same individuals, not only are they mocked and ridiculed, but they are killed for the beliefs which they hold firm onto. And that just as in the story of Surah Yasin, about a man who went to guide his community and ended up being killed, that this is the way of those who work in the way of God, that they ultimately, whether it be actually physically being killed or through character assassinations and attacks on their character and personality, are eventually done away with by the masses. And as we conclude in this brief examination of this verse of Surah Yasin, we ask God to continue to give us the ability to read and to reflect and to understand the content of the Holy Quran and of this beautiful passage of known as the heart of the Quran, Surah Yasin. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.